Good afternoon, guys. Had a chance to go back and watch that tape with our staff today, and just a very impressive win by our football team. Just to go on the road and play the way we played across the board was great to see. Our defense was terrific throughout that game. Probably our most complete game as a team, and without question, our best game of the season from a defensive standpoint. That goal line stand really sent a statement. You know, when you take a look at it and see the situation that we were in and how it was a chance for Houston to really get back into the ball game, and so many guys stepping up and making big plays time and time again for our team on special teams, our offense, you know, watching the way Christian played, things that Adrian did, although didn't get, you know, 200 yards rushing this time, but the impact that he has every time he's on the field, it's so good for our offense. It opens up so many things in the passing game. And, in fact, we were able to hit multiple receivers in the passing game for us is something we've strived for, and we finally got it done in this ball game. And then to continuously convert third downs on offense and then to deny third downs on defense, it's a big deal. The field position battle that we won throughout, just so many good things in that game. It just, I mean, this is where you want to be playing your best football. And yesterday, you know, we exemplified, you know, what can be, you know, our best. I mean, the characteristics that we strive for, being a tough, smart, disciplined football team, were on display throughout. Just a great overall team effort. Injury-wise, we came out pretty good, although Adrian is a little bit sore with his abdominal muscle. You know, we'll have to see how he does this week, you know, how much work we'll give him as we get ready for this ball game, which will be a huge ball game for our team. We're hoping to get Brian Robinson back. We'll have to take it day-to-day with him just to see what he's able to do when we get back to practice on Wednesday. Antoine Winfield, he hurt his hand in the ball game. We went and got an MRI this morning, and we found out that he has a small fracture in his hand. And of course, he played with it and finished the game, so we don't expect it to be a problem in this ball game. He'll have it wrapped up, but he'll be able to play just like he finished the game yesterday. But other than that, everybody else should be ready to go when we get back to work.
Les, you said your best game. Can you play better than this?
We'll have to, Charlie. We'll have to. We think we can, and you want to just keep getting better as the season goes on. And we want to play even better in this next ball game, and I think we're capable of doing that. You know, there are always some things you can be better at when you watch tape. And we saw some things, even in this game against Houston, that we could play better, some areas we could play better in.
Les, after the past couple of years, how rewarding is it to be sitting here and know, you know, one game, win and in?
Well, you know, when you come to training camp, Brian, everything that you're working towards is to get to the playoffs and let the chips fall where they may once you get there. And for us to be on the cusp of getting there, I mean, it's satisfying in some ways, but until you actually make it happen, it's hard to, you know, put your mind in that frame. We really have to focus on this ball game, winning this game, and then you can think a little bit about what you've accomplished. But until you get that accomplished, it's hard to even think about, you know, what's ahead.
A year ago, as we sat here, I think you went to Washington, won your third game. Peterson gets hurt. Realistically, did you ever give thought to a year later we might be sitting here talking about you guys jockeying for a playoff position? I mean, just thought. The difference between 3-13 and all that went wrong to now where it's one game and you could be in the playoffs?
You'd have to know me well enough, Judd, and some of you have been around me for a while. I never have doubted what we were capable of doing here and understood where we were a season ago, coming off the lockout and some of the things that were in place. Having an off season, having the participation by our players that we did, I mean, when you have 95% participation here in Minnesota, that's a big deal when you're trying to change the culture of a team. So I was talking to Ziggy and Mark after the game yesterday, and we were talking about what you just said, about this time of the year, a year ago, and Ziggy was in my office, and we were just talking. And I pointed out some things that I've seen in our league and how you have to deal with the adversity of a season. And if you approach it the right way, you can make some corrections that next season to get things going in the right direction if you identify what you think are the issues that have to be corrected. And fortunately for us, you know, we got a lot of things done this past offseason that helped to put us in a position we're in right now. But every year is different. Every year is different. You know, who knows what's going to happen next year? But to answer your question, I didn't doubt that we could get it turned around. I just knew there were certain things had to happen this past offseason to get a, give us a chance to be in a position we're in right now.
That first night in training camp about setting a bar, not worrying about outside expectations, what did you see in this team that made you believe that if they invested and set their bar hard that they could be in this position?
Dan, for us, once again, going back to that April 23rd, the investment that they, the players made in the offseason program was unparalleled in the time that I've been here. The commitment that they made told me that we had a chance. Because now they were going to be around our coaches, and I think we have a great staff who are great teachers to be able to invest the time that was necessary to get guys on the same page and get them to understand what it takes to win in our league, knowing that we're going to have a lot of young players that we're going to have to count on to help our football team, a lot of first and second year guys that we would have to win with. And that off season around our coaches I thought was imperative to our being able to get this turned and get a turn in a hurry. So what I saw in our players and what our coaches working with them gave me an indication when we got to training camp that we could get this done. And there were some things we had to get done from a chemistry standpoint in training camp, and we were able to get a lot of that done.
Last time you guys, I guess, lost a game was when you were at Lambeau. Has there been a change, or was there a moment at all where things flipped to get on a roll here and beat some pretty good teams on the way to 9-6 from that point to here?
Well, that game in Green Bay was a tough game, and that game helped us in some ways. You know, we found out a lot about ourselves on the road. And I told our players after that game, I thought more than at any point in our season, we had played as a team. I really felt like we were coming together at the right time. And I'm sure when they heard me saying that they were like, what is he talking about? You know, we just lost to one of our rivals on the road. But I saw some things in our team in that game that made me believe that we had a chance to really take off, and that's exactly what has happened. So as tough as that loss was, I saw some things in our team that made me believe we were headed in the right direction.
Hey, Les, since that game, Ponder struggled in that game, and his play seems to have improved. It seems, watching the game since then, though, you guys have put him in more of a position to succeed and do the things he does well. Was there any change of philosophy with Christian after that Green Bay game to you know, basically say, okay, we know what he does well, let's put him in a position to succeed in those situations?
Not really, Judge. You know, we try to do that with all the positions, with all our players. We have a system. We have a scheme we want to run on offense, defense, special teams. But you still are always trying to do what your players can do. So what we're doing with Christian is no different than what we do with Adrian. One of the reasons we signed Jerome Felton, you know, Rick and I talked about this along with the scouts. We wanted a lead blocker because we felt like Adrian's best runs came when he had a lead blocker. Although, as you know, he'll tell you that's not true. But we're always trying to do what we think, you know, our players do best. So, no, you know, we're always trying to do that. What you just said, we're always trying to do what our guys do best. And in Christian's case, it's no different.
Guys talked after that Green Bay loss, though, that they kind of understood the reality. They had to kind of win out if they wanted a shot at playoffs. How did you frame this final quarter of the season?
You know, actually, Jared talked with the team that Wednesday prior to, I think Chicago was the next game after Green Bay, about just that, Ryan. That this next game, which was Chicago, we'd have to approach it like a win or else type of ball game. And from that point on, that would have to be our approach. Then, of course, Ziggy came in and talked with them on Friday about and gave them a similar message. So they kind of knew where things were and how important this final month of the season would be. But then you still got to go out and play well, and you got to prepare properly. And to our players' credit and our coaches, they've done a good job of doing just that, preparing and understanding the scenario. I mean, they want to win. They want to prepare properly. And fortunately for us, we've gotten good results.
For the first part of the season, Jarius was basically inactive. He started a little hurt, but he was clearly learning. Can you talk about his learning curve and how far he's come in kind of a relatively short period of time, and how, to what extent he's been able to fill in for the loss of Percy?
Jarius has done a great job. You're right. Early on, I mean, he's inactive just about every week and preparing, working harder, getting stronger, understanding the system a little bit better. And then he got his opportunity. I think it was the Detroit game, and really had a great performance for us. And he's just since taken off as he's gotten more confident in what we're doing and what we're asking him to do. And the game he had yesterday, it was a big-time game. You know, he was called on a number of different times to make plays for us, and he ran good routes, got yards after the catch for us. He's a young guy that we have high hopes for, and we had high hopes when we drafted him. It's just a matter of his growing as a player and adapting to, you know, our league, and he's making strides. He'd be the first to tell you there's some things he wants to improve on, but he's done a terrific job.
At the defense and how well they played. Has Alan Williams become more comfortable with what guys can do and therefore is more aggressive lately, being able to send blitzes?
I think so, Tim. I think he, all along as the season has gone on, that, you know, he's gotten more familiar with our players and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And, you know, we are without question playing our best ball on defense. And this is where you want to be doing it at. You know, you don't want to start off great in September and October, and all of a sudden you're fizzling in December. So it's great to see how we're growing as a team, and we're growing on defense as well. But he's grown more accustomed to what our guys' strengths and weaknesses are, and he's utilizing guys in a good way. I mean, the things that we did game plan-wise, our defensive staff did a great job throughout this last week preparing for Houston, which is a very good offense, one of the top offenses in our league. And Allen and the rest of the defensive staff did a terrific job. But, yes, he has really adapted to our guys and what their strengths are.
Is there a wider variety of things he's doing when it comes to blitzing than he did earlier in the season?
I don't know, a wider variety. A lot of things that we've done the last few weeks we've had in place. It's just a matter of getting a better feel for when is the right time to use some of those tools that are in the toolbox. And he has a better feel now for us and the scheme and how we can use what we have at certain times of a game. And he's been very timely with his calls. And that's part of, you know, growing in a position as well. He's done a very, very good job.
Ryan Robinson practiced Friday. And how did he respond Saturday? What's kind of the thing that he's got to get over here this week to get back in the mix?
He still had quite a bit of pain on Friday. We weren't sure if he would be able to go out there and really protect himself. He had some soreness, so we'll see how he does over these next few days. He needs to be able to show that if he's in a position where he has to tackle someone or someone is pushing up against him, he can protect himself. And if he can show that, you know, then he'll be ready to go.
Is that mental in some ways?
No, it's really physical for him. I mean, it's an injury, so he's got to get comfortable in being able to do certain things.
Does Antoine have to wear a cast of any sort? Or?
He'll have to probably wear a soft cast, yes.
When Ziggy and Mark met with their head coach after the Houston game, did they communicate anything about the head coach's contractual future?
No, we're celebrating that win. I mean, it's a time to celebrate. We all celebrate. It was a great day for our team. And the funny thing about our business, though, you don't get a chance to celebrate very long, you know? It just... We got a big challenge ahead of us, a big challenge. When you see a team score 55 points and you get ready to play them, you say, man, we got a challenge ahead of us. So,
time for two more.
Is Fred Evans pushing for a starting job?
Fred had a very good game yesterday. Did a lot of good things. I mean, he played lights out, and he did a good job the week before as well. He's playing good football. But LaTroy's still our starter. LaTroy's played well for us. You know, he struggled with that toe injury for a while. But we need good depth and good play for my nose tackle in order for our defense to work effectively. And between LaTroy and Fred, we think we have two guys who can give us what we're looking for. But LaTroy is still our starter.
When you went back and looked at the film of this game, what did Houston do to sort of limit Peterson where, you know, past 8 weeks he's had such big success?
You need not look any further than that number 99. He caused a lot of havoc, and Antonio Smith as well. Both of those guys did a terrific job. Now, there are a lot of people that have J.J. Watt on their team, thankfully for us. He can be very, very disruptive, and we had to do a lot of things to try to keep him from being too disruptive. But they did some good things. I mean, they brought a lot of people to the line of scrimmage, and not unlike a lot of other people that have done the same thing. I mean, a lot of blitzing. bringing people off the edge. Not unlike a lot of other teams, but their personnel, they have good personnel. And we'll see similar schemes. If you don't have the similar personnel, you know, good luck. So, all right, thanks.